This is JIS News coming up. 327 road fatalities to date. Riverton Meadows to benefit from new housing project. And traffic changes downtown for fireworks on the waterfront 2014. The news in detail after the break.
For your convenience, a postal drop-off point in the heart of New Kingston. Send your packages or documents overseas or across the island by using one of Jamaica Post's expedited, registered or ordinary mail services. Visit Jamaica Post's New Kingston office at Shop 6C New Kingston Business Center, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 1-888-526-7678 or 509-9331. Jamaica Post is more than just mail.
Now the news. The Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing is reporting 327 road fatalities for 2014, up to today, December 31. Of this number, 38 fatalities were recorded for the month of December. Noting that the figure exceeds the number of persons killed on the nation's roads in 2013, Director of the Road Safety Unit, Kenyutt Hare, is urging motorists and pedestrians to be more vigilant.
We can bring our fatalities below 300 in an easy manner. But we cannot do it without the profound help of every Jamaican from Negril Point to Moran Point. And remember, if we did know, cannot help us. Let us make the right choices now, because our destiny is not left up to any chance. It's a matter of the choices that we have made on the network.
Mr. Hare was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The National Road Safety Council has been working to keep road fatalities below the 300 mark through its Below 300 campaign. The target was achieved in 2012 with 260 fatalities. 307 persons died as a result of road crashes in 2013. Residents of Riverton Meadows in St. Andrew are set to benefit from the construction of new housing units in their community come next year. Member of Parliament for Western St. Andrew, Anthony Hilton, says discussions are far advanced towards the construction of a new housing development in the community.
We are very far advanced in looking at developing some 300 to 400 houses in Riverton. We'll begin those this year.
Minister Hilton was speaking at the official launch of the Riverton Recycling Plant in Riverton Meadows, St. Andrew, on Tuesday. In the meantime, local government minister Noel Arscott has announced that the final sign-off by the Jamaican government to access $1.8 million for road improvements in Riverton Meadows has been sent off to the Mexican government. He says this is the first time Jamaica is accessing the Mesoamerican Fund. Speaking at the launch of the plastic bottle recycling project in Riverton Meadows Tuesday, Minister Arscott noted that the road improvements will further enhance the recycling project.
Indeed, we look for the start of the construction. And when it's finished, you know, this project also will be enhanced by the ease of getting your goods right here and for ease of operating and safety of the community.
Through the recycling project, the Ministry of Local Government aims to provide employment and a stable income for Jamaicans. The project is also being implemented with a view to increasing public awareness about the importance of recycling and protecting the natural environment. And the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, will host its premier event, Fireworks on the Waterfront, on New Year's Eve, Wednesday, December 31. The event starts at 2 p.m. on Ocean Boulevard, downtown Kingston, and is scheduled to end at 1 a.m. on New Year's Day. The police is advising motorists and pedestrians that several traffic changes have been effected downtown to facilitate the hosting of Fireworks on the Waterfront. The changes took effect at 6 a.m. today, December 31, and will remain in place until 2 a.m. on New Year's Day. Among the streets that will be closed to vehicular traffic are Ocean Boulevard at the West Street Port Royal Street intersection, Ocean Boulevard traveling westward before the intersection of Princess Street, Princess Street at the intersection of Port Royal Street, and Ocean Boulevard and Orange Street below the entrance to the multi-story car park. In addition, Duke Street at the Nethersole Place intersection will be blocked from 12 noon, and the flow of traffic will be changed along Ocean Boulevard, Church Street, West Street, and Princess Street. Paid public parking will be available at the Harbour Street, Bank of Jamaica, and Bank of Nova Scotia car parks. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.